Hi Dokas, my name is KD. I would love to learn more about chronic depression. Basically, what is chronic depression? What are the causes? How does it affect one? And how and where can they get help relating to the same condition? Thank you very much.
Welcome to Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through weight and action. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Dorcas Perry. I'm your host for this show. Thank you so much for the positive feedback that my second episode received. I am very, very, very much humbled. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for subscribing and favoriting my podcast too. Let's continue sharing the link. You know, you never know whose message this is for today, so it's very important that we get to share the link and just help somebody out there with whatever they're going through. So I received a message from DK. Thank you so much for your message. She wants to know more about chronic depression, the signs, and how one can actually get treatment. In my first episode, I made mention to say that I was chronically depressed at some point and I had to seek therapy for it. So today I just want to take that time to get to share with you guys what chronic depression is and how you can help someone who's chronically depressed, because many times I think we get to overlook certain things that people are going through because, you know, we just have this tight schedule that we work around with, and we get to miss certain details that someone is portraying. So I hope this episode will help you discover and just be aware of what is happening around you. So without further ado, let's get into today's topic. So we are looking at chronic depression. You know, feeling down at times is a normal part of life that we can't deny. It's not every time that you're hyper, you're excited, you want to talk, you know, you want to go out. There's just days whereby you just want to be alone. There are days you want to reflect. There are days you just feel like, my life is just like, you know, falling apart. You know, there are days whereby you're just sad. There are days whereby upsetting events get to happen, you know. Past traumatic events, unanswered questions, goals never accomplished, you know, dreams never fulfilled as expected. This can be a very difficult stage to get through because we get to go to a place that we could never imagine. So looking at chronic depression today, chronic depression is actually a mental health disorder that is characterized by persistently depressed mood or loss of interest in activities, and these cause a significant impairment in day-to-day activities. You guys, it's real. When we say depression is real, because, you know, you just reach an extent where things that you were interested doing, you're not interested doing them anymore. You know, you just, there's just this impairment, there's this significant impairment in your day-to-day activities that cannot even be ignored. In my case, I remember I just became so isolative. I used to spend so much time indoors. Like, I would literally spend the whole day indoors in the bedroom. People would be like, are you still staying in this compound or you moved? I would spend like every day of my life in my bedroom without going out. And, you know, at times, families might begin to think, maybe there's something going on with you. And mostly, you know, as a girl child, they would attribute it to relationship problems, or maybe you didn't do well at school and, you know, you're blaming yourself. And, you know, there are all these assumptions that they get to have. And the sad fact is that most people think people who are depressed is just something that they can deal with in a day and, you know, everything is back to normal, but it doesn't work like that, you know, because it's a phase that you try so hard to get out of. It's a phase you try so hard not to get back to, but at times, you know, there are just these triggering events which will just occur and boom, you're back to square one. And you know, this reminds me, I lost someone who was very close to me on the first day of August, and you know, I just felt so bad about, you know, the entire you know period. I was just so down, and I tried to portray myself, you know, the way I usually do, because at the end of the day, you're trying to avoid not to get back to that place that you're running away from. But then life hits your heart, and you are there facing reality, you know. So there are a number of symptoms that you can notice from someone who is depressed. So you know, when it comes to mood, you find that someone has anxiety, someone has loss of interest in activities, like we said. You know, there's just this anger that you feel, you know, there's just this anger that's just bottled up from nowhere. You don't know where this anger is coming from, you don't know who is causing that anger, but all you know is that you are not happy and you just want something to happen for you. You get. There's discontent, there's guilt. You just feel like, okay, whatever is going on around your life, you are to blame for it. And this is the reason why most people who are depressed will actually think of committing suicide. Because you just feel like you're responsible for whatever is happening in your life and for all the people who are around you. Because this is the time that it's very hard for you to form stable relationships. You find that you talk to people today, but tomorrow you won't even be able to talk to them. And people will think, okay, maybe that person likes changing friends, maybe, you know, that person is an introvert, not knowing that someone is trying so hard for them to just you know, to just maintain that, you know, good smiling face that you see every day, yet someone is burning up with this anger and guilt in them. So those are some of the changes, or rather the symptoms, that you can observe in someone who is depressed. The other thing, you know, there's a significant impairment in behavioral activities. So you'll find that someone has social isolation and anxiety. You know, there's this excessive crying, you know, but you just begin to cry, you just begin to feel bad about everything. I remember, you know, in college that I was a bit depressed. It was too mild that time before, you know, I actually completed my college diploma. Everything was going on well in terms of school, you know, like I've been a good student when it comes to my grades. Yeah, my grades. When it comes to my grades, I've been a good student. So like, you know, my grades were on point, but I'll just find myself crying excessively, you know, for no good reason that I could give my friends. But then I didn't know that, you know, I was just in that place where I just needed to let out all the anger, you know, all this pain that I was feeling inside. I just needed to just vent, you know, to someone who won't tell everybody that she came to tell me this. You know, I was looking for that self space deep inside my heart. I really needed that self space, which I wasn't able to get when I was in college, because I was trying to live up to the standards at the end of the day. And the other symptom of depression is actually sleep, you know. So there are changes in the patterns of sleep. You find that someone just wakes up, like maybe, you know, early morning, you're at work when everybody's asleep. You just fail to sleep because, you know, your mind is just too clouded with questions, with thoughts, you know, with all these different kind of feelings that, you know, you really can't explain. So you find yourself, you're waking up early in the morning when everybody's sleeping, you know. At times there's excess sleepiness, whether you sleep at night and then you wake up the following day at 9 or 10, and you know it's abnormal for someone to sleep like that, but there's just this excessive sleepiness that other people get to experience. On my part, it was early awakening. I would really wake up early in the morning, you know, as early as 2 or 3 I'll be awake. By the time it's 5 and everybody's awake in the house, I'll just be there. And they're like, you woke up a long time ago. I was like, yeah, I woke up a long time ago. What were you doing? Like, I just couldn't sleep, so I just thought maybe I should just watch a bit of TV, you know. But deep down, you know that really there's something you are fighting. So it's you know, it's that crazy. It's that crazy. And the other thing you would also notice for someone who is depressed is excessive anger and fatigue. You know, the people who get extremely hungry for no good reason at all, you know. And there's this fatigue which you just can't explain, because, you know, you sleep like, you know, maybe like 9 to 10 hours, but you wake up, you're still very tired. That might be a sign of depression as well. So the other symptoms include weight gain or weight loss. On my part, it was weight loss, you know, because I lost appetite. Like, I never used to eat, never used to work out, you know. I was just in the bedroom. If I'm not sleeping, then I'm overthinking and crying. So those are some of the symptoms that you have to look out for. So you might be wondering what really causes depression, you know. I believe for everything out there, there's a root cause, there's a foundation for anything you can think of. And depression also has a foundation. Remember, you are listening to Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through weight and action. And one of our topics of discussion on this show is mental health awareness, because we believe in order for one to activate that regenerated spirit that is within them, in order for one to follow their dreams, in order for one to pursue that goal they want to pursue, they have to be in the right mental state, where they're able to make decisions, where they're able to make achievable and tangible goals. So that's the reason why we are taking this time to just get to explain or discuss or share my story on what chronic depression is really about. So there are major causes of depression that one can have, you know. At times it's age, you know. The more people grow older, the more they begin to be depressed. I'm sure some of us who've lived with our grandparents can attest to this. As people grow older, they begin just to feel sad, you know, about everything around. They feel guilty. I remember my grandma would tell me, even when there's plenty of food in the house, she just go like, no, I feel like I'm finishing the food in this house, take me back to the farm. Yeah. You know, so all those signs can tell you to say that, okay, this person is just depressed, because they just have these guilty feelings of them taking the blame on whatever is happening around. And at times, like, people who are depressed due to certain medications that they are taking, I would give an example of the antiretroviral drugs. These act on the brain directly, so you find that some people might present with depression the moment they start taking these drugs, which is so unfortunate. But these symptoms have to go away with time. They have to go away. But in a case that they persist, then you have to seek medical attention. Then the other cause of depression, I think this is the most common one. It's actually death or loss. So you find that when someone loses someone closer to them, this is really mind draining, you know. It's a period where your words can't express what you're feeling. You've cried enough tears that can't answer the questions, those unanswered questions that you have. This is a period where everything around just seems stuck, and all you want is to just see, you know, what's at the end of the tunnel, because, you know, you get so anxious, even anxiety kicks in. When I lost my grandfather, that's like 2 weeks ago, because I lost my grandfather 2 weeks ago, then a week after my grandfather's burial, I lost my cousin. So I was in a state where, you know, I had a lot of unanswered questions which were going on in my mind. But I had to tell myself that it's not everything that I can control at the end of the day. And this is the most painful thing that one can actually do in life, you know, to accept that you can change a situation, because we are created in a way that we want to rule, we want to, you know, we want to have power over circumstances, we want to have power over rejection, we want power over denial, you know. But at times the things which just go beyond us, and no matter how much you try, at times it just doesn't work out. And death of a loved one is one of those things. I remember when I received a call that I had lost my grandfather, I was really down, and thank God I wasn't at work. I wasn't working, because it's a time that I was home. We were given a break from work. So it was very bad, because, you know, I had plans of visiting him this August. Yeah, I had plans of visiting him, and I just wanted us to spend some time together, because we've been talking a lot on phone, and he had a lot to tell me about my dad, because he's from my dad's side. So, you know, we would talk and tease my dad, and, you know, just him telling me those stories and how much he wanted to see me, you know, talk about agriculture, you know, talk about school. So it was really a sad moment for me and my family at large, because he was someone who was too energetic, and he was full of life. But there is time for everything, and it's just a matter of us adjusting and knowing that, okay, certain things will never work out like we plan for them to work out. So those are some of the causes of depression. So depression can be treated. I was treated, like I said, and I'm super fine. I'm super fine now, you know. When I just got when I was done with my therapy classes, at times I used to have a bit of a relapse, especially when someone accuses me of something, or I feel like I'm not just doing enough, you know. I'll slightly fall back into that gap, and thankfully, hopefully, by the grace of God, I would still get out, or just remind myself of where I'm coming from and what I have to do at the end of the day. So depression is something which is treated, and the good part is, as long as you know the symptoms, as long as you see these early signs and you suspect you might be depressed, or you might be falling into depression, or that loved one is falling into depression, it's better to take the necessary precautions. So it can be treated through antidepressants. There are some drugs specifically for depression, and these are antidepressants. And we also have antipsychotic medications, and we have psychotherapy. I actually went through under psychotherapy. This is more like a communication therapy session with a counselor, where you get to just vent, you know, bring out all your emotions, how you feel, what you want. How you just want everything to turn out, you know. It's actually a very good moment, because at this point, when you're talking to a counselor, you definitely feel like the more you talk, the more you just get this relief, and it's really, really, really helpful. So for a start, if you're experiencing these signs, I would encourage you to go to the nearest clinic and explain to them what you're feeling, how long you've been experiencing those symptoms, because for chronic depression, this is a long-standing you know, sadness for a very long time. It can be something which has been there like for 2 or more years. So explain to them how you're feeling, explain to them how it all started, tell them what you'd want to happen to you, like what do you expect, you know, what do you want deep down. You know, you're going through all this and you've realized that, okay, maybe you might be depressed, how do you want them to help you? Because, you know, counseling at the end of the day is not about you telling people what to do or what steps to take, but it's about you guiding them on what they want to do already. Because when I was doing my psychotherapy sessions with my counselor, she actually asked me what I wanted. She asked me, Dorcas, what do you want? Do you want to continue like this? Do you want this to end? If it ends, what do you want to do for your life? So, you know, they actually get to run you through that process where you begin to realign your goals, your thoughts, your emotions, and everything in you has to be aligned in a certain way for you to actually see the benefit of this therapy sessions are very helpful, very, very helpful, I must say. So depression is something which can worsen if left untreated. It can actually complicate to weight loss or gain, you know. It can bring physical harm because, you know, when someone is depressed, they have all these anxiety thoughts in them. They have all these thoughts of guilty, anger, hopelessness, you know. They are in a state of doing anything. You know, when someone is depressed, they just reach a point where the mind just can't, you know, think or have thoughts which are positive in most cases. It's just more like it's clouded and you don't know how to get out of that dark space. So it can actually cause physical harm. This is, at times people will just reach an exit where they just want to end their lives, you know. It can lead to substance use problems. The people who just begin to abuse drugs, you know, drinking alcohol excessively, smoking cigarettes, you know, like all sorts of drugs, just misusing drugs, you know, to a point whereby they can't even be productive. They lose their productivity, and you know that when it gets to that stage, then it's something which hasn't been treated for a very long time. And some people actually fall into panic attacks, you know, where they just have this fear. They begin to panic. It can be in open spaces. It can be where there are a lot of people, you know. Someone will just have that panic attack, you know, it increases their heartbeat. Their heartbeat changes, and some even pass out because of these panic attacks. So that can also be a complication of chronic depression. Relationship problems is another corner, you know. I think at some point I was in this category because I just couldn't maintain my friendships with people, you know, be it girlfriends or boyfriends. I just couldn't maintain that because I was in a state where I just feel like today I'll talk to you, tomorrow it won't make sense to me, I won't talk to you. And, you know, you find that you're always in this dilemma of not knowing what to do with your life, you know. And even when it comes to family, I remember, you know, most people will be, when I'm home, most of my family members will be there. They're in the living room, they're watching TV, they're having supper, you know. They're all happy. And I think that was rain season, the time I was going through this. I think it was, yeah, it was in rain season. And Shaba, Kulimilisi, you know, they prepare all those seasonal foods and they're enjoying, they're eating, they're laughing. Bakanzingakona and Shaba, Bakudia, and then, you know, you're just there, like, I'm not interested in doing what you're doing. And they actually thought, okay, this is too much. You just don't want to be with your friends. You're just used to being alone because you were in school, so you're not used to being with your friends, your sisters now. So, you know, you're just being mean and the like. Not knowing that, you know, it was actually depression. And I thank God that my dad actually noticed this, and he knew that, okay, there was something which was wrong with me, and I was supposed to seek medical care, which I did. And I'm very grateful to my parents and my family. They've been very supportive in that. Even the time I was going through all this period of being depressed, the time I was seeking my the time I was doing my psychotherapy sessions with my counselor, my sister would actually remind me, you know, okay, today you have a session, it's a Thursday, you know, today you have a session, it's a Tuesday. And because after some time, I just began to feel better. So I was like, okay, I'm good, I'm not going back to the counselor. But my sister was like, no, you have to go back so that you finish the session. And yeah, so they were there for me, and I'm very grateful for that. And there's also social isolation. I'm someone who loves outdoor events. I think most of my friends know that. I love nature. I love going out. I love taking pictures. So I was actually so distant from my social world. Not even on phone would you see me posting a meme. Not even on phone would you see me, you know, even in a group participating or anything. I just like isolated myself completely. So that was actually also a complication of an untreated depression. So this is something that we have to look out for. You know, like I said, if you are not the one who might be going through this, someone closer to you might be going through this, and it's very imperative that you take that step to look after them and, you know, tell them about this depression. Tell them, you know, it's not something which is just happening to them only. It happens to a lot of people. And the best thing that someone can do for you is to actually tell you, to say, okay, you are going through this, and the only way you can solve this is by doing this, 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 and that. I think that's the best support you can get from a friend or a family. So, you know, as you begin this week, as you step out there, you know, step out with the attitude of gratitude, knowing that you've learned something, knowing that you've had an insight about something, and it's time for you to actually be on the look for these signs of depression, symptoms, making sure that, okay, if someone, I see someone behaving in this manner, or someone talking in this manner which is not so pleasant, I have to take it upon myself. I have to be that listening ear, and I have to provide a permanent or a solution that will actually help them in the long run, which is seeking medical attention, because you never go wrong. And there are other things which actually help to reduce depression, and I think these are my best, these are my best treatment for depression. I love working out. I love working out. Yeah, I actually work out from my house. I don't go outside. I actually work out indoors. I'm able to do a number of exercises just inside the house. So don't be worried about, no, you know, there's COVID, I can't go jogging, you know, I can't go to the gym. So you can actually do some workouts in your house, in the comfort of your house. I, you know, there are all these amazing exercise which just improves your blood circulation. It improves your digestion, you know, they improve your concentration. So they're actually very good for you to even distract yourself from negative thoughts. So there's also what is called the light therapy. Light therapy is actually used in seasonal depression, the people who get depressed in seasons. So they actually use the light therapy. You know, you just expose yourself to a bit of light because of the vitamin D, which is that it's actually good for your brain cells. And diet, you know, you have to work on your diet. Eat foods which are nutritious. Eat foods which you help you not eat foods which will help you improve your moods, because there are certain foods which just help you improve your mood. You become excited when you take that food. So food also helps in terms of curbing depression. And exercise. I always say this, exercises are very, very important. So when you begin to exercise, there's actually a hormone which is released, and it improves your mood. So you find that after jogging, or, you know, after some push-ups, or, you know, some back stretch, you get to feel so good about yourself because there's so much positive energy which is released, and you know, you're just in a good mood. So always exercise, always take a glass of water. That is my advice for you when it comes to other interventions apart from the medicines and the psychotherapy. So there's the light therapy, there's the exercises, and work on your diet, because diet also plays a huge role when it comes to our mental state. Always look good, always feel good about yourself. You know, inner beauty and self-love starts with you. The moment you begin to walk with confidence and knowing that you are the best version of yourself, then no one can bring you down. No one can tell you you can't go through that situation or battle that you are facing, because you love yourself and you know that you're capable of doing something. But if you're depressed, whatever someone tells you, you'll be able to get that and just believe that it's a gospel truth, even when it's not. So enjoy the rest of this week we are beginning. Remember to step on that Monday with a lot of gratitude, because you are loved and you are cared for. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be able to leave my social media handles in the description for this episode so that we can get interacting even after the show. And then if there's something that you want me to talk about, you can also let me know. Then I can actually look into it and we can get to discuss it so that other people get to learn as well. This has been Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through weight and action. I'm your host, Dorcas Perry. For now, it's bye-bye, and we shall discuss, or we shall meet as we're discussing our next topic next week on Sunday at 6 p.m. Just be on the look. It'll be something amazing, because I'll get that time to actually share with you what I have learned for the past 23 years I have lived in this world. For the past 23 years, I'll be turning 23 on the 12th of August, so I'll get to share with you the lessons that I have learned. Hope you guys get to you get to get inspired by what I have learned, and I also get to know what you have learned as well. You should be able to give me feedback on what you have learned so that I can also add it to the number of things that I've learned at 23. Thank you so much for tuning in.